Don't tell anyone.
Don't tell anyone.
But you've possibly found the best kept secret in business. He's handsome.
Handsome.
He's loud.
Loud.
He's got some tattoos.
Tattoos.
He'll tell you as it is.
And only wears a suit at a wedding or a funeral.
No jargon. No overcomplicated 300-stage program. Just upfront, honest, proven ideas, thoughts, and strategies.
That actually work.
So here's your host, the best-kept business secret probably anywhere.
Ladies and gentlemen,
this is Mark Ford.
Hello again and welcome to the Best Kept Business Secret podcast. Hope you're well. I'm your host, Mark Ford, the Best Kept Business Secret coach, author and commentator on all things business in the media. This week, we're doomed. We are all doomed. We're all going to fail and it's all going to be terrible. But actually, that's not a bad thing. So, after these short words from our sponsor, I'm going to tell you 13 things that you can learn from basically being a bit crap.
This podcast is sponsored by JB Commercial Finance, the trusted funding solutions for business. JB Commercial Finance are experienced, whole-of-market commercial finance brokers and will help you and your business raise money no matter your circumstances. Whether you're investing in your business, have cash flow challenges, or you're looking to acquire commercial premises, get in touch with us now for independent, expert, and honest advice. For a free, no-obligation assessment, find us at www.jbcommercialfinance.co.uk or call 0116-3440-322. JB Commercial Finance is fully authorized and regulated by the Financial Conduct Authority and are proud members of the National Association of Commercial Finance Brokers.
Okay, so do not panic. Please do not panic. This is going to be a positive podcast because everyone fails in life. At one point or another, you are going to suffer through failure. And it's a fact of life, I guess. If you haven't already experienced some monumental failure, then you just wait and see. Now, you see, I failed spectacularly last year. Now, I never thought I would. And real life came back and bit me on the ass big time. The problem? Well, the problem is that most people associate failure with complete defeat. In fact, at one point, you could have called me quite a professional failure. I was failing at everything, and I mean everything. Marriage, business, life in general. And I felt a sense of total loss and absolute defeat. It's actually quite heartbreaking. It really is. But through these failures, I've learned some very, very important lessons. In fact, before having to suffer through countless failures, one after another, I never realised the importance of failing. I also never realised how some of the most famous people to have ever lived had failed most of the time. While failure hurts at time, and trust me, in some areas it still does, it's part of life's design. It's a bit like a divine chisel. When we fail, we learn. We grow and mature, and we achieve new understandings and perspectives on life, love, business, money, relationships, and people. And we're forced to make new connections, bridging gaps where we hadn't connected the dots before. Failure is also a part of the genetic makeup of life. Our DNA is the result of endless failures. With each iteration, our genetic fibre has used those failures to evolve. It's part of natural selection and the grand design of things here on Earth. However, if you're going through failure right now, you might not find its utility at this moment. I know that wading through failure hurts. In fact, the pain can run so deep that at times you'll probably question your very existence. But there's most certainly light at the end of this tunnel, and that's what you've got to believe. So, 13 things that I learned through failure. Number one, it helps to redefine your priorities in life. Now, failure will either make you or it'll break you, but it can't make you until it breaks you. That's the tricky part. No one has experienced a wild sense of success without first failing in a major way. While some have had to endure only a few failures before success, others have endured thousands. But when you fail, something strange happens. You begin to redefine your priorities in life. You reorder the things that matter to you. You look inwards, forcing an inventory of your hopes and your dreams, and you come to realise the things that matter to you most. For some, this redefinition of priorities is a crucial step for overcoming failure. You shuffle things around to make room for what's important. If success in any aspect of your life is as important to you as you think, then you begin to make the necessary adjustments. Number two, it shapes what you value. Do you know, it's funny. Through each successive failure in my life, my values were kind of reshaped. Over time, they completely morphed. What I valued 10 years ago is no longer the same as what I value today. One of the biggest mistakes that people make when trying to succeed is that they value the wrong things. That can be internally or externally. I valued my pride and my ego more than I did the love of a loving partner, and it was stupid and wrong. But when you value the wrong things, success can be fleeting. It's very easy to give up. But when your values are in order, you can happily succeed rather than succeeding to be happy. So what does it exactly mean to value the right things? Well, whenever we're focused on taking something from the world or other people, failure is only a moment away. But when our values change to ones based on contribution and giving more to the world than we receive, a monumental tectonic shift will occur. Number three, it makes you more compassionate. We all know the power of the mighty ego. Before we fail in a major way, the ego runs your life. You're more concerned with what people think of you or how much money you spend in the face of others. But when you fail, things change. Major failure causes the ego to shatter. As a result, you become more compassionate. You become more in touch with your fellow human beings. It forces you to look deeper at things, understanding and caring more about others rather than solely focusing on yourself. I was often told about a friend's relationship on how it was abusive and draining, yet the woman always went back for more. I could never understand why, but now I can. My failure made me see the situation in a very different light. The failures in my life served me far more than I could have ever imagined. They're making me kinder, gentler, more caring and giving than I had ever been before. Number four, you're forced to revise your approach. In many of the books I've written, I've talked about the necessity for creating a plan in order to succeed, but not just creating one plan and never changing it. You have to constantly revise your approach, measuring and adjusting things as you go. When I failed in the past, I realised that I was doing something wrong. I wasn't properly planning along the way. If I'd planned better, maybe I wouldn't have failed in such monumental ways. The goals shouldn't change, but your plan should be constantly evolving. I've realised that I can't do everything on my own either. I am human. It's in my DNA to fail at some things. So the trick is to reach out to the real people who can help, whether it's a coach, a doctor, a therapist, close friends, and partners. Number five, you learn who your true friends really are. Well, I learned very quickly who my true friends were after each successive failure. Many people do the same. Failure acts as a friend filter, so to speak. When you're succeeding, everyone wants to be around you. But when you fail, most of those so-called friends up and disappear. At the time, it feels really painful. It feels as if everyone is betraying you. But true friends love you for who you are, not how successful you really are. A true friend doesn't care about how much money you have in the bank or the kind of things that you've accomplished. The friends who really cared about me stuck around. They've tried to inspire and they tried to motivate me. They were there to uplift me rather than to pull me down. They said positive things, not focusing on the negative. True friends will be there for you no matter what. Number six, you develop new ways to cope with your emotions. The wild gyrations of success and failure can wreak havoc on your emotions. It's hard to stay focused and committed when you're upset and reeling from the pain of failure. Your emotions can be absolutely all over the place, up and down like a roller coaster ride. Failure was painful for me. It was emotional. I suffered with stress and depression, and there were horrible, horrible dark times. Often, I actually felt like I couldn't bear it. But I reached out to therapists and self-help books, and I've come away with some important tools for coping with my emotions. I'm learning how to refocus and retrain my mind to see positive things rather than the negative ones. The mind is very much like the lens of a camera. It will see whatever you focus on. When you train your mind to focus on the right things, you can better cope with the emotions that might make their way to the surface. Number 7. You look to your faith in a higher power. Now, this is a bit controversial, I guess, but whether you believe in God, Allah, Buddha, or just a spiritual oneness that binds us all, failure will probably cause you to look for your higher power. We are all interconnected beings. There's a spiritual fibre that kind of runs through us all. And when I failed in a major way, I turned to a higher power. You look to your higher power for inspiration and realise that whatever problems that you are facing, others have faced them before. Whatever failures you've suffered, others have suffered them before. Now, I put my faith in my higher power because I know that all things in life have a purpose. Failure has its purposes, just as success does. It's what we do in the face of failure that truly helps to define and shape us. But I'm not quite sure what my purpose is just yet. How about you? Number 8. You realise that success isn't everything. I know. It's almost a sin to say that, isn't it? Especially on this podcast. But when you fail, and you do so in a major way, you come to realise that success isn't everything. That's especially true when your values aren't aligned with your goals. When I failed at business, marriage, relationships, and just generally life in general, I've come to realise that success, the way I had defined it, wasn't everything. Now, this has forced me to take a deeper look and do some really deep soul searching into who I am and why I do the things that I do. And more importantly, when you value success over everything else, failure tends to rear its ugly head more often. But when you value happiness, contribution, success becomes more effortless. Number 9. You seek out inspiration through others and learn more. Failure causes you to seek inspiration through others. It's simple as that. Whether it's through famous people who failed at first or some other source, you begin to seek out things that will help you push you forwards and to your goals. And that's exactly what I did. I've read autobiographies from Michael J. Fox to Barack Obama, Spike Milligan to Lee Evans. What I came to realise was that many people had failed numerous times before succeeding in all aspects of their life. I'd been way, way, way too hard on myself. So I needed to lighten up and just enjoy the journey rather than focus so hard on the final destination. If you failed, you too should realise that many others have been through similar, if not worse, failures in the past. Seek, and you shall find the inspiration that you're after, you know. Number 10. You begin to look at obstacles differently. We're an instant gratification society, and we want things, and we want them now. We're somewhat similar to babies and toddlers in that respect. It's part of the psychology of our mind because we're born solely with the id, which is the basal and instinctive part of the mind that acts on the pleasure principle. But that id mind is still very prevalent in us as adults. But when you fail, you begin to realise that good things don't come overnight. We can't have our cake and eat it too. We have to work hard to accomplish our dreams and realise our goals. When I failed recently, I wanted something so badly. I tried too damn hard and it pushed things further away. The problem? When goals are new, they're exciting. But when that newness wears off, the grind becomes far more real. We get bored, complacent, fed up, and we revert back to our old ways. Our goals go out the window. But when you can override that natural tendency, that's when the magic really starts to happen. Not overnight, but in time. And I'll never go back to my old ways. If the pain burns, why go back? Number 11. You learn not to take no for an answer. After a major failure, you come to certain realizations about what people say they want and what they actually want. You learn not to take no for an answer. You keep pushing and prodding no matter what it takes. Colonel Sanders, the founder of KFC, was famously rejected 1,009 times. Yes, well, that's very precise, but 1,009 times before someone agreed to his franchise chicken model. But he knew, deep down inside, that this product was superior. He harboured the belief that eventually people would start to say yes. I'm learning to not to take no for an answer, and I'll keep at it. I will be persistent, no matter how many times I fall flat on my big face, no matter how many times people will laugh at me or talk behind my back. You should too. Number 12, you become more passionate about your mission. Henry Ford's, and he's no namesake, by the way, I'd love him to be, but we just share a surname, that's all. Henry Ford's first two companies failed. The first one went bankrupt, and the second one he had to walk away with only the rights to his name after a very big dispute. But it was his third try that really sealed the deal. He was so passionate about his mission that he refused to give up. I learned that it's a natural progression to become more passionate about your mission the more times that you fail. It's a result of refining the ideas in your mind, solidifying them in thought, making them far more real and concrete. My personal goals are very simple, and they remain the same as they did last year and the year before. Often, you become so passionate that you can just about taste success. If you failed, it's not the end of the road. It's a new beginning. It's the chance to pick yourself up, pick yourself back up again, and try again, no matter how painful. But this time, with all the knowledge, the wisdom, and the experience that you've garnered from the last several times. And finally, number 13, you recognize your bad habits. When you fail, you destroy a part of your ego. Depending on how monumental that failure was, you either lose a major chunk or a small piece of your precious ego. Once that ego is shattered as a result of failure, you begin to recognise your bad habits and the things you took for granted. It's quite a humbling experience. Now, bad habits get in the way of your failure. In fact, bad habits can all but ruin your chances for success in anything. And I literally mean anything. Part of my failures were the results of bad habits that were ingrained in me for years and years. And if you don't realise them, reach out to someone who can. I absolutely implore you to do that. But you learn to recognise those bad habits, and when success means enough to you, you begin to change. You slowly modify your behaviour over time to help rid yourself of any bad habit that was holding you back from your success. And that's it for this podcast. Look, you may look at this as a negative podcast. I don't, because actually there is 13 lessons that I learnt, and all I'm doing is sharing them with you. I want you to have the best year ever. And there are going to be times where you are going to struggle, you're going to feel like a failure, or things aren't going to go according to plan. You need to learn from those things that don't go according to plan. Because if success was easy, we'd all be mega successful, and wouldn't life be freaking boring? It really would. Look, guys, I will see you again next week. If you enjoyed the podcast, go to iTunes, write us a review. Really, really appreciate that. Spread the word, share the love. Get some of your friends to come and listen to the podcast. Really would love that. I really appreciate some more listeners. You too can help them have their best year ever. If you want to know more about me, or go and have a look at the new books that are now on sale on my website, go and have a look at www.markford.uk. That's www.markford.uk. And I will see you next time. Be brilliant. Go and be amazing. And we'll speak soon. Take care. Bye-bye.
This podcast is sponsored by JB Commercial Finance, the trusted funding solutions for business. JB Commercial Finance are experienced, whole-of-market commercial finance brokers and will help you and your business raise money no matter your circumstances. Whether you're investing in your business, have cash flow challenges, or you're looking to acquire commercial premises, get in touch with us now for independent, expert, and honest advice. For a free, no-obligation assessment, find us at www.jbcommercialfinance.co.uk or call 0116-3440-322. JB Commercial Finance is fully authorized and regulated by the Financial Conduct Authority and are proud members of the National Association of Commercial Finance Brokers.